For Husky Sports Friday, I'm John Peterson here, joined by the head assistant wrestling coach of the St. Cloud State University Huskies, Brady Wilson. Brady, we are almost ready here for regular season. We've already been practicing here for about a month. We have been practicing this whole year, but original regular season practice has gone on for about a couple weeks now, and this is going into your third season here as the head assistant coach for St. Cloud State. Before we start talking about this year, how has your first 2 years gone?
Oh man, it's been a pleasure here to come to St. Cloud State and work with these athletes that Steve Costanzo's brought in here, and working with Steve. It's just been a pleasure, and you know, I'm just glad to have the opportunity to work with these guys and be a part of this family, because it really extends out more than to Steve and these guys. We got a great alumni base, and the administration on campus really helps it out, and everybody's a pleasure to work for.
Now, with my experience of working with sports teams, I've found that the assistant head coach is one of their main responsibilities that they have, that the head coach really just doesn't have that time to do with all the other responsibilities the head coach has. Is the assistant head coach gets the opportunity to be closer with the athletes, gets to be closer with the wrestlers. Tell us a little bit about the relationship that you've had with the wrestlers off the mat.
Well, one of my major responsibilities here is the academic side and making sure that everybody keeps on track with their academics. And being in the sport of wrestling, we're not exactly Einsteins. So, you know, we work a lot with extra study halls and study hours outside my office and stuff like that. So I get to know the guys a little bit better because they're always around my office. They're always doing extra work in the academic area, whether studying or, you know, doing projects and stuff like that. And, you know, so I get to know them that way a little bit more.
Now let's talk a little bit about your weight, heavyweight. You're a four-time All-American at the Division II level when you wrestled for Minnesota State Mankato. There's four heavyweights on this team this year with Gabe Tudor, Luke Bellick, who went up from 197 last year, Caleb White, and Austin Gorgon. How has your experience been knowing that you've been on the mat for 5 years at the college level, and now you actually get to help out these kids do the same thing you did?
You know, the thing that you talk about, all four of those guys, all four are completely different style of wrestlers. You know, you got Caleb White, who is a big, oversized heavyweight, who is very defensive, but if you take a shot at him, he's going to make you pay. Real methodical, never likes to make a mistake, and stuff like that. And then you have Austin Gorgon, who is a little bit undersized, but is wide open all the time, sometimes makes mistakes, but he has a motor and he never stops wrestling. They got Luke Bellick, who you said, who just came up from heavyweight, or from 197 up to heavyweight. He's more of a tall, really built, solid kid, and he doesn't take a lot of risk, but you know, he always finds a way to win. And then you got Gabe, aka Lord Latdrop Tudor, who is just he's kind of a funny guy on the team, and you know, he likes to have a good time.
Let's talk about those new kids coming in. That's one weight. I think that's one of the only weights we have that we don't have any freshmen coming in. All four of those kids were on the team last year. Take a look at the 20 kids that came in this year for St. Cloud State, and how have they contributed to the team so far?
Oh, man, already it's just created, you know, with the 19 new guys that we brought in, it has created such great competition with these guys. These guys that we brought in, they're not bowing down and letting these older guys, you know, take over. They're in there battling every day, and it is fun to watch. And these young guys are doing a great job right now. We just did grade check. Their academics are looking good. They're wrestling hard. Everybody did a great job in the preseason. And, man, I'm just thrilled with the way these young guys are performing right now at this point of the season.
What do you tell the young kids coming in right now, knowing that, yeah, you've been in practice now for the last couple weeks, but the inter-squad tournament's coming up this upcoming Wednesday, which we'll touch on a little more, but now the wrestling starts.
Yeah, this is the fun part of the year for these guys. Now, you know, now there's competition, now something's on the line, everybody's going to be watching you. You know, you really find out which guys can compete when the lights are on and all the spectacles on them, whether like in the wrestling room, you know, it's just everybody's wrestling and, you know, a coach might see me or might not see me. But now you see who can really go out there and get after it when the lights are on.
What what do their attitudes have to be like? Because you know that we have so many kids that we have the opportunity to redshirt and have that year just to work on the basis, work on becoming a better wrestler, but you never know when a true freshman is going to be called on.
Exactly. That's what we preach to our guys all the time is, you know, you can't come in here and expect a redshirt and take a year off because then you're not going to get any better. So we always let these guys know that, you know, hey, we're going to use you. You have the possibility of coming up. Their injuries are always possible. Things are always going to happen. So you always got to be ready to go, and you got to be training to be one of the best. You know, and if you're not training to be one of the best, you probably don't have, you know, you don't have the right mindset. Things aren't probably going the right way, and you might end up causing a distraction on the team.
Now, a lot of those kids, I should say every single one of those upperclassmen, have been where those freshmen have been. And one of those kids in particular that have been with the team now for 3 years, starting at the D1 level, transferring to a D2 program that got scratched off the face of the earth 20 minutes after they won the national title, and that's senior captain Andy Picorni. I mean, he brings a lot to the table. Finally, his senior season, he was granted that medical hardship from the NCAA. Tell us a little bit about one of the three captains, Andy Picorni, and how he has really excelled on the mat and brought that leadership to the team.
You know, Andy's a guy that actually he cares more about other people than he does himself. You know, wrestling, you know, everybody says it's an individual sport, but, you know, Andy, he's such a caring person, and he just cares about everybody else. Sometimes he forgets to take care of himself, you know, and that's the way he is such a great technician, such a great leader, because he's always caring. He's really selfless, you know, and thinks of himself last, you know. But Andy, he's done a great job this year, great leader for us, and just a pleasure guy to be around.
Let's go on and talk about the other two captains. Next, we'll talk about Clint Poster. Clint Concrete Poster, reigning from Piers, Minnesota, 35-5 last year. His first year on the team after having a great redshirt year 2 years ago and accumulating 225 career high school wins. That tops him in, I believe, in at least the top 15 in the state of Minnesota at the high school level. He really was a brute force for the Huskies last year at 157.
You know, Clint Poster, you know, the nickname Concrete, it's just right there. This kid is the toughest kid that I've personally coached. I wrestled with a guy in Mankato. His name was Jason Roten. He ended up being a national champion and a four-time All-American. And, you know, he reminds me a lot of him. You know, they are not the greatest athletes. Clint Poster is not the greatest athlete. But he works, his work ethic makes up for that. And he finds a way to win. He isn't going to sit back and you know, lose 2-1 to a guy that's ranked number one. He's going to go out there, find a way to win, and grind and grind and grind. And what I always say is, you know, when Clint's wrestling, the longer the match goes, the better, because, you know, he's going to wear people out and score points because he's never going to stop. He is a competitor, and he just works really hard. And, you know, his leadership skill is by example. You know, that's what you can use him as an example, because if you want to get an extra workout in, you know, Clint Poster's doing it. Watch what he does. Be like him, from nutrition to sleeping, you know, to schoolwork, and then to on the mat. He does it all. He's an all-around pleasure to coach.
21-0 in duels last year. Three wrestlers on that dual team were undefeated in duels: Seamus O'Grady, Jacob Conkey, and Josh Houck. Josh Houck was 10-0 last year. And with his patented tomahawk, I mean, you see that coming. That's the thing. You don't see it coming from a mile away. And even if you do, you can't stop it. Even though he didn't represent the Huskies at 149 last year, he was nip and tuck with Jacob Daltonhorn, who went on to be the 149-pound runner-up. So that has a lot to say of Josh Houck being really close to a Division II runner-up.
Yeah, you know, Josh Houck, you know, everybody knows him for his tomahawk, but he's really been working leg attacks, too. He's got a great elbow pass into a leg attack, and he's got a good double leg as well. You know, he knows that he's not going to be able to rely on that tomahawk, and, you know, he's just a great guy. He went 16-2 last year overall, 10-0 in dual meets. We're excited about what he can bring to the table. And like you said, with that tomahawk, he can pin anybody at any given time, which is a big turnaround in a dual meet where you're going to get three team points versus six. You know, and he was, like you said it best, he was right there with Jake DeHorn last year, who ended up being second in the country. We actually had a wrestle-off at the end of the year, and it was best 2 out of 3, and Houck won the first one, and DeHorn came back to win 2 close ones to close out that series.
You don't know much about the freshmen yet. You're trying to get to know them. The upperclassmen, They're the ones that you've seen for the longest. You expect the best out of them. But then you have the people right in the middle of this sandwich are the ones that have only had a couple years of college wrestling. And that's when the inner squad tournament comes into effect. And that's when the Black and Red Classic comes into effect. Tell us a little bit about how important this inner squad tourney is this upcoming Wednesday.
Well, it's pretty important. You know, it's the first time these guys are going to get to wrestle, you know, and it's a tournament format. So, you know, it's kind of simulating the national tournament a little bit, you know. And what we always like to say is, like, hopefully you guys, your toughest matches are right here in the wrestling room. So when you go out and you wrestle a guy from another college, you know, it's going to be easier than it is in the wrestling room. You know, that's what our goal is as coaches, and that's what our job is, to make sure that there's competition, make sure everybody's getting pushed every day in that wrestling room. And, you know, that competition is where it's all at, and we got a lot of good competition up there. Guys are really fighting, and it's going to be a pleasure to watch this inter-squad tournament.
What's the mindset of a wrestler knowing that one of your really good friends could be the guy that you are really just close with day in and day out in practice? Do you really try to hone that respect you have for that person off the mat? But when, of course, that main mentality you want as a wrestler on the mat, say that I'm better than you, you're not going to beat me. Is it kind of that kind of, it? For me, it's a little difficult to really comprehend knowing that you are one of my good friends, you are my teammate, you are a Husky along with me, but I wrestle you day in and day out, and I just flat out want to beat you every single time.
You know, that's what it is about wrestling. Everybody that's in the sport is a competitor, and, you know, they're out to, you know, it's one man versus another man, mano a mano, to see who's the better guy. You know, everybody can be friends off the mat and help each other out, but once you're on the mat and it's a live go, I think all friendships are put to the side, and everybody knows that there ain't going to be any carryover into the match. It's going to be mano a mano. We're going to try it, and it's going to be a slugfest. You know, go out there and, you know, you're going to try and beat the other guy and show him who's boss.
You being a four-time All-American for Minnesota State, Mankato, having the all-time wins at Mankato, also, you have honed that mentality as a wrestler, knowing that what I need to do on the mat and what I need to do off the mat to be the best wrestler. You've done a great job with that as your time as a wrestler. Now you're a coach. You had 1 year of coaching underneath Hall of Fame coach Jim Mahovsky at Minnesota State Mankato. Now you're in your third year with Steve Costanzo, who is a very high caliber coach. How has Coach Costanzo helped you to really hone that mentality as a coach?
You know, Steve showed me the way. You know, I got to coach under Coach Mikovsky and got to wrestle under him. And then, you know, coming over here to Steve, you know, the one thing that you realize is, you know, it's the work ethic. You got to be selfless. You know, you got to drop it and act like these 50 athletes are like one of your kids. You got to be willing to go help them, whether it is, you know, whether you got to run them to the ER to get stitches, or, you know, whether their girlfriend breaks up with them. You know, you got to be there to, you know, I think Steve would be more like a father figure, and I'd probably be more like a brother figure to these guys. And, you know, you really understand that you got to be selfless. You got to be willing to give up anything to help these guys. And then it's the work ethic, the vision, the organizational skills that go into being a college wrestling coach, because everything's got to be right on par, because you're dealing with 18 to 23-year-old kids, and they're going to forget things. They're not going to set alarms to get up in the morning. So you as a coach got to be very organized, have a great work ethic, make sure you stay one step ahead and make sure these guys know what they're expected to do every day. And that's what I learned most about Steve, just the work ethic and organization that he brings to this wrestling program. And that's the two biggest factors that he's shown me when I've been here.
One last question here for you, Coach. The inner squad tournament this upcoming Wednesday, point out a couple weights do you think that we should really pay attention to? I mean, looking at the roster, you have 50 kids on the team. A lot of people are saying, why do you need 50 kids? I mean, of course, that is a lot of kids, but in wrestling, those smaller kids, it's 125 and heavyweight that are the most distinct weights. Because 125, those kids are still growing, and you may never see them at 125, even in the next half of the year. And, of course, 285, this is one of the only weights we have that do not have newcomers coming there, so they know each other. That's going to be a battle to its own, and you have all the way from 200 to 285 to fit a weight. So, I mean, you have kids from different sizes that really battle at it. So when you have those kids at 125 that keep on growing in weight, put two and two together, you have a lot of 141, 149, and 157-pounders, and there's a lot of them there. What do you expect here in this upcoming Wednesday's inter-squad tournament?
Well, I mean, I expect that these guys are going to go out and compete and try and win a spot. I mean, it's not like winning the spot, but, you know, if you win this inter-squad tournament and then you win the Black Red Classic, you're like, you're kind of, right now you're the top dog, you know, until someone proves you different, until you go out to an open and you know, and someone places higher than you or something like that. But, you know, it's all about, you know, it's all about competition, getting in there and grinding it out. And like you said, you know, I think every weight it has, you know, you got to watch, because you never know what's going to happen with these guys. These guys know each other. They've all wrestled with each other. A lot of them are from Minnesota. You know, a lot have grown up together. A lot of them are older. Man, it's going to be fun. It's going to be interesting to watch. And what I can guarantee is on November 8th for that Black Red Classic, you're going to have 10 matches that are going to be very entertaining. It's going to be a fun style to watch. And you're going to get to see these guys go after it and compete to see who can shake their tail feather as a top dog right away at the start of the year.
The returning wrestler from Nationals, or the returning wrestler from Regionals for the St. Cloud State Huskies, if they are still at that weight, they will not be wrestling in the inter-squad tournament, and they will wait for the winner of the inter-squad tournament at that weight, and they will wrestle at the Red and Black Classic. That's how it works, folks. And if a weight is open, like 149 and 125, heavyweight and 184, well, 174, a lot of weights are open. So you're going to see a lot of matches with new wrestlers that coaches might have said, hey, these guys are pretty close in the inner squad. We're going to show the public on how close these kids are and bring them out. So that's how it happens. Inner squad tournament are the newcomers, the people who have not been at that weight before or did not have that weight last year. They'll be going against the returner of that weight at the Red and Black Classic, and you'll hear that here on the KVSC Sports Stream. Brady Wilson and head coach Steve Costanza will be alongside of me, and we will commentate that match for you on Friday. Thank you very much for joining me, Brady, and hey, best of luck this upcoming season.
Thank you very much, John. Appreciate it.